Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Everyone just calm down. I get it. It's super exciting. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody. We're dancing. We're partying. Partying. Isn't there like a thing where she's like partying? Yeah.
Partying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, partying, yeah, fun. Looking forward to the week. Yesterday was Thursday.
Today is Friday.
We're so excited.
Are there more days, though?
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Sunday
comes after that.
Or after word.
Don't want this weekend to end.
Ah, oh, so good.
Wow.
Well, I was like 15 years old when that song came out, so I know all the lyrics.
I'm so glad I was here for that performance.
I know. That's good. It's nice to feel like that is a thing that bridges the gap. Like, we lived through that. She lives through that. You know,
Rebecca Black.
Yeah,
is the
Rebecca
one thing
Black
we have
brought
in
us all together.
All right,
we laughed our asses off at it, and the kids also laughed their asses off at it. Everyone went fat, and yet it persists. Here it still is. What year did that come out?
I want to say 2011.
I will tell you.
And now she tours with Katy Perry, or did?
Yeah, now she's a cool queer DJ.
Oh. How exciting.
She's gorgeous.
Bob was right on the money. 2011.
All right.
That's her person.
We found out all about Fridays back in 2011. For that, all the days just seemed the same. Partying, woo! Fun. I'm saying it actually a little too enthusiastically, aren't I? Okay, anywho, you guys, who cares about any of that? It's Friday. Did you finally get to surf yesterday?
Good morning, everyone. No, I did not surf yesterday. I came around the corner as I pulled into the county and there were kites flying.
Oh, is it like a kite celebration?
It was a windy, howling wind, white-capped ocean with guys who are kite surfing. So, no.
Oh.
But
I thought you were saying it was like, you know, when everyone gathers and puts a kite in the air.
No, but there's a spot I come around to turn and I sometimes it's good and no wind and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so on it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then other times I come around to turn and there's bright kites in the air and I just know when I see that the wind is howling and the surf is nuked. Yes, Maddie, your hand is up.
Two questions. Yeah. Question number one. Do they hit surfers? I mean, it seemed like they'd carve through you.
You do not want to be out there together, and there are good guys that are good.
Yeah.
Just like anything, there are also guys who are just getting the hang of this, and I wouldn't want to be around them.
Question number two.
Uh-huh.
When there are all these warnings, don't go swimming, don't go near the water, do you still go surfing?
Yes. The thing that they're trying to, this has been happening and it's really sad, is that people who come near the ocean don't understand. You can't turn your back to it. You got to pay attention. And like those two girls that got dragged into the ocean, that's horrifying to think they were just laying out. I don't know all the details about it. I didn't dig into it, but yeah, most surfers know what their limits are and where they can and shouldn't put themselves, in my opinion. Mm. Most of them.
With experience.
I think so, yes. Mm. Like you're talking about this weekend, there's a warning.
Yeah, this weekend there's a big
warning. I don't
even
think it's going to be that big, but I saw the warning that was on my sheet and was like, okay, well, I mean, I'll mention it. There is a warning out there.
What is the warning?
Just the high surf possible. It's not even going to be that big, but I think this is the time of year when more people visit the beach for a break from the, so even though it won't be that big, you know, what we see in the winter can be 20 feet. today might be 8 at the most. You know what I mean? So it's not that big, but you have a lot more people headed to the beach who have no experience. And, you know, you've seen the people who show up at the beach and go, I'm jumping in my pants. It doesn't matter, because they're there and they weren't prepared and they never go in and they're just like, let's do it.
I'm going in.
You got to worry about those people.
Yeah.
Like they don't. They don't know.
It's nice to get a reminder to watch your ass when you're at the beach.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Now, here's a question.
Watch all the asses.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
You like to eat.
Oh, my God. Yes. That is a truism.
It's on a list of things you like, right? Somewhere?
On the love list, probably.
All right.
Love it. Give me some delicious food right now.
So last night there was one kid had a birthday party with some friends, and then another kid had to go to do a thing with. And we were on pickup for both of these events, so we went to go eat.
Oh, the two of you.
Yeah. So I was out later than normal, but it was
like a date.
Let's go do it. Sure. And then of course she, like you, loves to eat.
Mm.
Loves it. Mm. But of course she goes, you pick this time. And I'm like, God damn it. Don't it. I don't want to pick, but okay. And so I just went, I'm going to pick something we never do. So okay. I picked a different restaurant. It looks nice. Heard good things. We go to it. It was spectacular and all the good stuff.
What kind of food?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. So we're looking at a new menu. You know, when you go to a restaurant you haven't been to, and this is one of those places that they have a different menu all the time. So you couldn't look online. Mm. Actually, I did look online and went, it's a sample menu. It changes daily.
Mm.
So we get in there and I go, you know what? I haven't had in, I don't know how long, oysters. Do you like oysters?
Love oysters.
You love oysters.
Love them.
You love oysters?
Love them.
I don't love them, I'll have one.
Yeah, I had three. Mm. Is that a lot? Is that a big oyster sitting?
I feel like I could do a dozen oysters. I try to limit myself to splitting that with one person.
Okay.
And limit myself to 6. But a lot of times people will order like a dozen for the table and everyone gets like 2.
And that's not nearly enough for you.
No. But I'm really picky about oysters. Like, I don't want your mignonette or whatever.
What's a mignonette?
The little bit of onion in vinegar thing that people put. Like, I want cocktail sauce. I never even heard of that. My
the
whole
mignette.
Life, right, growing up on the East Coast. Like, give me the cocktail sauce. And I want them to be smallish, deep, and cold, and rinsed.
They were smallish, they were deep, they were cold, and they were served with a little half shell of crushed ice with something in it. It had a red tint to it.
Oh.
And it was sitting there next to the... It was a half dozen, and we split it. These are oysters, everyone.
I didn't even know you ate oysters.
I don't really eat oysters.
I was going to say, you don't seem like an oyster guy.
I don't.
They're
I'm
very
not.
Very snotty.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something.
Yeah.
I.
But you're like, I'm choking 3 of these down.
I'll do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you do things.
I'm actually proud of you. I feel
like
that's growth on your part.
I don't want any credit for this.
An oyster.
A long time ago. I'm sure.
Like when you were a little kid?
No, probably the first time was with the first time we lived here. Well, I lived here and I was dating that one girl. Like she was someone who would want that and we'd
go
out.
Let's go get some of that.
So I'm sure I had it then.
Okay.
But I don't order it anyway.
But your wife is like, I'm getting these oysters.
I said, should we get some oysters? And she goes, yeah, I haven't had oysters in forever. And I was like, okay, let's do it. None of this is really the story. This half shell with crushed ice that had some tinted color to it. Mm. I'm like, what is that? She goes, I don't know. And I go, what do you mean you don't know? And she goes, let's ask a Gemini. And I'm like, get the... and I go, hello. And the lady comes over and I go, what is that for? And she goes, oh, you put that on your oyster. And it's not only makes it extra cold, but it also has some flavoring in it that's...
Oh, it's like a some kind of ice thing, like a dry ice mignonette red sauce. You said it was reddish?
It had it's almost like they put a hot sauce in the shaved ice.
Oh, I wonder if it's like, you know how when people make a smoothie, there's some ice cubes in there? They just did the smoothie with the ice and the Tabasco.
Maybe. But I said, can we get some more of the hot sauce? Because I don't, the ice, I don't know. But anyway, so you never had it served to you like that. Yeah, I really went, I don't know what the, okay. So I have.
They should explain that when they put it down.
Well, I think they expect that people know stuff, especially in this area where everyone's, you know, the food snob.
I get oysters a lot. Like, I love oysters. Never seen that in my life.
Yeah. You love never. Oysters.
Love them. Never seen that in my life. Like, so I do think that that's something they should have told you because that's not a normal thing to put down.
Explain that to me. Like, why is that it's the hipster doofus thing.
I don't know.
You know, everybody's like, well, if you don't know.
In your top 10 foods, things you eat, is oysters on the list? You love them that much?
They'd be in the top 10.
Really? Yeah,
what?
They'd be lower down, but they'd be in the top 10.
They wouldn't. I like them. Yeah. And they would not be anywhere near.
I've had
top
oysters
10.
For appetizer. I've had them. One time we were at a restaurant. My father out of nowhere calls. It was my birthday. He's like, oh, I'll pay for your bill. So we had oysters for dessert as well. Like, I like oysters. Like, if I can get them and they're good. Yeah, I'm like you. They got to be good.
Okay.
And you got to smell them before you put them in your mouth, too. Because sometimes they aren't good.
Well, and listen, that's what this story's not done.
Okay. Oh, goodness.
So that was fun. We had this wonderful meal.
KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Go.
10 foods that food safety experts say you should never eat. This is random. I'm doing show prep after I get home last night. I'm home now.
Okay.
10 foods food experts say you should never eat. Raw milk, raw cheese.
I've heard that.
Cantaloupe.
What? Why? I eat cantaloupe all the time.
They put it in every fruit salad you get.
You can't get away from it.
This food expert says the riskiest produce in the grocery store is cantaloupe. You cannot adequately clean the outside of the cantaloupe.
Who's eating the outside of it?
I don't know.
I don't understand
this.
Once
you run a knife through the rind, he says you drag whatever's on the surface through the flesh.
Here's what you do. This is a suggestion. Cut all the rind off and then rinse the outside of the flesh. Don't drag the knife through it. Oh, for God's sake. I mean, I've been eating it my whole life. I'm not going to stop now.
Right. Well, anyway, on the list you can imagine is oysters. So I got three of them in my belly as I'm reading this thing. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, man, I didn't know that they are one of the foods people say it's on the no-go list. Shellfish are filter feeders. They pull water through their bodies, and anything in the water that's contaminated, they eat.
That is true.
It's in there.
Yes.
That's what you're eating when you eat an oyster. Great. Anyway, I'm not sick. I feel great. And they were delicious, but they're on a list of food you should never eat, just so you all know.
Yeah. That's a list by, what is that person's qualifications? Like, oh, I just am ooged out by things that are bottom feeders.
No. Forget it. Food experts, doctors.
Sure. Okay.
Food experts.
What's a food expert anyway? Like, I'm an expert in knowing about food.
It doesn't say doctors.
It says doctors.
Where? No, it says food experts.
Yeah,
all
food.
Right.
And, you know what? Anyone scientists. Can be a self-declared food expert.
Well, you're
expert.
One.
I am. I am a food expert. Do not listen to me when I give you advice on what you can and can't eat.
Anyway, so that's just, if you're headed out and you're going to have some oysters this weekend, they were good.
Use common sense. Give that thing a sniff. Is it still alive? Because you want it to still be alive. Got to smell it.
Wait a minute.
Yes, it's true, Vin.
Get the...
No. If it's dead, you don't want to eat it. You want it to die inside you.
I ate bro alive?
Yeah. Three bro. Oh. You ate the three amigos. Wait, what?
You mean if I'd taken that dude from the table, there's me at this, you know, fine-ass restaurant with, you know, my hot wife across the way from me, and they put that stuff down, and I go, I'm taking this guy back to the water. If I took that guy back to the water and put him in, you're telling me he lives?
No.
Oh.
He does not live because his muscle that connects him to the shell has been cut.
Oh, so he floats away.
He dies and some fish comes and eats him, but somebody enjoys him.
Oh.
So why not you?
Apparently the shucking when you open the shell either immediately kills the oyster.
No.
or it dies within minutes.
Yeah, you got. That's why they shuck them and then put them on your plate. You gotta.
Oh my god! I didn't know that.
Either.
Don't worry, guys. They're like they're. Will you stop it?
I mean, they're not really like alive to begin
with. No, they're not sure. They're just like things.
Like as much as a starfish is alive.
You're telling me. I picked up that thing, bro's fully alive. I take that little baby fork, and
stab it in there. Yeah.
And he went ah.
No feeling.
Ow.
Mm-mm.
Each.
No mouth, really, to say that. I mean, internally, he's probably crying.
Like, oh, no!
Oh, no, what's happening to
Not
me?
Not the tiny fork.
I heard the legend of the tiny fork from that one guy who got thrown back into the water. He came to tell us all.
Oh.
Scientists or food experts.
Thank you.
Suggest that oysters do not feel pain when you eat them because they lack a central nervous system and a brain. They cannot process suffering or emotional distress.
So don't worry about it. They're just a thing that is alive, technically.
They're just a booger with a muscle.
I know, they are muscle snotty booger.
It's like
guests.
If your boogers had muscles. They're like that.
I've never heard this before. 408, rule of thumb, never eat oysters in the months without an R in it. Aaron from Willow Glen.
I can't do that kind of thinking.
Really?
Wait, this is July.
Yeah.
So
there's no R.
You really did roll
June,
the dice.
July, August, and then the rest I think have R's, or most of them anyway. Yeah.
Well, those menus, this is one of those where I go, what's TM or TB? And she goes, that's Tamales Bay. They're from Tamales Bay.
Oh.
All right. Well, what's this one? That's Monterey Bay. I'm like, oh, fudge. Okay. I guess I could have figured that out.
Right.
TB, the MB. All right. Fine.
Well, big question from,
it would be nice if they would just tell you.
Yeah. Well,
you know. Lay it out there.
Just lay it. Yeah, it's a couple extra letters. 510. Vin, did you get lucky last night from the 510?
No, I did not.
Oh. Well, you did get lucky. You survived the live oyster attack. I mean,
in a month without an arm.
Right. You made it, dude. You did get lucky.
Lucky me.
We might be the luckiest people in the world right now. Knock wood.
All right. That's all right. My story, though. Okay. So just don't eat raw oysters ever again.
All right.
Or anything.
I liked the story.
You did?
It felt like a good story because it was like a, you know how you're more likely to take a chance on a Thursday than most other days?
Yes, that's why I went out. Yeah. And honestly, you know, the story would have been...
Because you're like, I can get through Friday.
The story, to be the best story that ever happened, is something happens at the end where the guy gets the girl. This story doesn't end that way, but I didn't end up on the toilet or projectile vomiting.
So for you, super happy ending.
Not the worst story ever.
Right. Not the worst ending. Not the best ending.
No, not ideal.
Right. But a fine ending.
Yeah.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice, 97.3.